This podcast is gracing your ears thanks to Every Plate. But get this, they're not only sponsoring the pod, they've also sent me on the ultimate world cruise. That's where I am right now. How bloody good is that? I seriously love Every Plate. They make cooking up something yum for dinner really damn easy. They deliver all of the ingredients you need, and each recipe only has 4 steps. So it's foolproof. Even I can do it. And I'm the biggest fool that there is. You can order Every Plate now at everyplate.com.au and save up to $180 off your first 5 boxes with the code ULTIMATE. Days on the Ultimate World Cruise. That time went both absolutely painfully slowly, yet so fast. The sheer volume of content that was made, that's why I sound like this. I don't know if you can tell. I'm so run down. I'm sitting in my hotel room in Hong Kong. I've been here for 5 days now. Traveling solo. I'm all on my own. And I am also doing a podcast about that. It's been very eventful. It's available on my Patreon if you wish to subscribe and join. I'm also doing video diaries. There's just a lot of content about traveling solo in Hong Kong. I'm not going to lie. Podcast isn't as fun on my own as it is with Christine. Fuck, she's a hoot. Devastated that we're not doing something more regularly. But we do have plans. Repeat, there are plans for Christy. That's our combined name. Chrissy and Christian travel to places. Name TBC. Okay, let's do a little bit of a deeper debrief, and we will be catching up with Chrissy at the end of the episode. She has flown home. She's back home in Australia, but I did manage to catch up with her while we were in Hong Kong, and it was amazing and tiring, and we just sat down, and we just had the best debrief. So many secrets, so many things that I can't tell you. Holy shit. The stuff that goes on behind closed doors. There's not much, but there are some things on there that pull up a chair and pour a hot glass of tea. Like, it is. Maybe when the cruise is finished, I'll let you know. But fuck. Oh, the juiciness. I wanted to go over my top 3 moments on the cruise. So I think the first moment was, I didn't realize how excited I was to get on board this cruise, having watched it for a couple of months on TikTok and getting to know everyone. And then the time finally came and I was driving into the port of Brisbane, and I didn't think the Serenade of the Seas would have arrived. So I was expecting, I had to be there early, had to be there at like 6:30 a.m. I did a cross with the Today Show, and I thought after the cross, the ship would pull in. And then when I drove into the port, there it was. And I screamed for a good 60 seconds. I was so excited. And I guess I didn't realize just how excited I was. And I also didn't realize how quickly that excitement would turn to sheer panic. And literally, I wanted to pull one of those emergency slides and jump in a raft and abandon ship. The second favorite moment was when I was presented with a glass block. So I think passengers get a glass block after being on, I don't know the details, but they get this presented, this block, after being on the ship for 3 months, something like that. And it's this like little trophy with Ultimate World Cruise on one side and Serenade of the Seas on the other. And it's got these beautiful photos. Now, I got my first glass block from Letitia and Diana, and I died. Like, you got to do a lot of cruising to earn one of these glass blocks. And then Sabrina gave me another one and I died again. Like, I have 2. Oh, trophies and probably the peak memorabilia from my time on the cruise. Like, I will cherish those. Just, I think the sheer volume of life lessons and answers to questions about who I am as a person happened in the course of that 16 days. And I would really like to thank Sabrina, Letitia and Diana for those glass blocks, because I fucking love them. The third top 3 moment was when I decided to do a little social media seminar, and so many people showed up, and it was really great to talk to them. It was very hard to talk to them because there's nowhere quiet on the ship, and I thought I'd picked a nice quiet space, but there was a guitar lessons happening. There was the general ambient music that constantly plays. There was fans right underneath strobe lights, or right underneath down lights, so it was strobing. And also there was people playing a game and screaming and shouting. So it was really overwhelming to try and impart that wisdom, but it was so wonderful to be able to do that and share that with everyone. And they were so lovely and kind. All right, let's get to bottom three moments. Because I've got something on here that I don't particularly want to go into detail with, because let me tell you what it is. I got yelled at by a very frustrated passenger toward the end of my time, and I burst into tears. They had walked away and I burst into tears, and I understood why they were frustrated. And I was apologetic. Things happened that were at, well, look, things happened that I didn't have control of. And things were organised for me that I just didn't... without going into it, there was frustration, there was an argument, and it was quite... For me, who doesn't like confrontation, it was really full on. And it was bad. Oh, God, I'm dying. Another point was not being able to spend time with a lot of the people I wanted to. I think because I was so overwhelmed socially, I did a lot of retreating in my room and not leaving to go out and do things, because it was just a lot of people wanting my time, a lot of people wanting help. It was just a lot. It was, imagine you're a school teacher and you're teaching a class and all the kids, you know, want a bit of your time. And I mean that in the nicest possible way, but there was just, you know, kids that I didn't get to spend time with, that I really, really wanted to. And I think I would have developed an amazing friendship with Ali of Andrew and Ali fame on TikTok and LRB. You know, had I not been crippled with so much social anxiety, I maybe would have had the time to spend with them. I wasn't scared of them, but I wanted to make such a good impression that I decided to make no impression. And poor LRB... The one time I got to spend with her, that was the time, like, straight after I'd had that confrontation, and I burst into tears in front of her, and she was like, well, I'd had the confrontation, and then I saw her, and she was like, are you okay? You don't look well. And I just was like, ah! She was so great. And then the next is the seasickness for the first few days was awful. That also ate a lot of my time, where I was just like, nah. I need to lie in bed, you know, like almost the first 2-3 days, I didn't want to do anything other than lie in bed and try not to, or just try to pass the time. Like the nausea was pretty full on. Then the relief band was very helpful. That got rid of the nausea, but then I was so dizzy and so just, blech. Places in the ship that I loved, there weren't many. That ship was just, it's like a casino. It's loud, it's noisy, and it's just in your face. The steam room had to be my favourite place. No one used it. It was ultra quiet, and it was just so relaxing. Oh, my God. The other was my balcony, when it wasn't so humid, because we were, you know, Indonesia, Philippines, and it was humid and hot, so it was a bit uncomfortable to be on the balcony, but just being out there and hearing the water go past and just seeing the odd cargo ship was so, just so wonderful. And then the last place was the library. Again, didn't get to spend much time there, but every time I went up there, it was just quiet. You could still hear everything, but it was like this quiet space where people knew you had to be quiet. Bit of shushy. And so I really enjoyed that. Places I hated. The entire rest of the ship. Is it called the Wind? Yeah, the Windjammer. Well, the food was. I found a booth seat. I found a booth seat right at the back of the ship that I could hide away in and eat. You know, and I think that's another point to go with, you know, being so socially anxious, is when I did leave the ship, I've tried to find places that I could hide away, because I think for me, I need my alone time. Like, I need to be out of my room, but alone. And a lot of the time you wouldn't get that. You get a bit of small talk, you get people coming up to you, which again is lovely. But there was no way I could sort of recharge and think about what I wanted to do for the day and make a plan. Because if I was in my room, I was editing content, I was making, and if I was out of my room, it was avoiding people or talking to people. And so there was no space where I could go to just like and be undisturbed for, you know, an hour or two just to gather my thoughts. Now, people on the cruise might disagree with that, but when, like, there is, and I could. But when you're in a space where at any moment someone could come up to you, you're on alert. So there was nowhere where I could be off. I was always on, waiting for someone to come up. So I was never able to switch off, if that makes sense. I could have switched off in the booth seat, because there were periods of time when no one came up to me for about an hour. But because I was like, someone's going to come up to me, I need to be ready. What am I going to do? What am I going to say? What's going to happen? What if this person comes up? What do I do about this? What if they say about this? And so you're just constantly overthinking and you're constantly on. And so I think that's why I just didn't get the opportunity to relax into the cruise. Here are some things that I brought that you absolutely need to take if you are going to get on a ship. If you've never been on a ship, first thing is a diffuser, an ultrasonic little portable diffuser, and a fan. A little fan on a stand to blow the diffuse that mist into the room. You need the fan because otherwise the mist sort of just pools in one area and doesn't move throughout the cabin. My cabin went from smelling, yeah, fine, to like, oh, like a, well, I was going to say a sex room. I think that it doesn't smell like, no, it doesn't, like, no, it doesn't smell like, it was like a beautiful essential oil. It was just a really, it just, you'd walk into the room and it was so relaxing. The other thing was my relief band. That's what they're called. That's the brand. You put it on, it sends a pulse down your arm and it takes away that feeling of nausea. Then magnetic shelves. Holy fuck, just from Amazon. Get magnetic shelves. The other thing you can do with those magnetic shelves is turn them upside down, because the shelf is, it's like a deep shelfy thing, so you put things into it. If you want to display stuff, you can turn the shelf upside down and it becomes like a flat shelf. So I was able to zhuzh up my cabin. Lots of magnetic hooks, obviously. And the other thing that I didn't realize that I probably couldn't have traveled comfortably without is my backpack. So I designed a backpack in lockdown. It's the purple leopard print one. I gave a lot of them out to a lot of the passengers, and I'm glad they use them. They love them. It's big. It's great for traveling. It's great when you go out and you want to just buy a lot of shit because it fits so much in it. And there's also, this is what did it for me. So when I was in Europe, I got pickpocketed a little bit. I didn't carry anything, but there were situations where I just got into trouble. And what I did with this bag is I created two secret pockets that are on the back of the bag, and they're designed so that no one can get to them unless you take the bag off. So no one can pickpocket these compartments because you would know, you would absolutely feel it. So I put cash, passports, wallet, phone, if I was wanting to put my phone away. And it just made me feel like, you know what, if someone steals my portable charger, then they steal it. If someone steals the penis bottle opener, then they steal it. The cash and the passports are safe. And so that made me feel really, really relaxed. I think it's time that I introduce Christine. I recorded a little clip of the two of us while we were standing at the harbour in Hong Kong to sort of wrap up this trip. It's time to say goodbye.
Oh, hasn't it?
What an amazing, amazing time. So we've been in Hong Kong now for 3 days. We're currently leaning over the side of the beautiful Hong Kong Harbour, looking over the city. The Laser Show, which is a high tourist attraction.
Oh, well.
We just watched it.
We watched it. Not what I would, you know, write home about.
What did Jo say?
Oh, well, she said it was like the cat's laser, you know, the ones you get from the $2 shops.
Yes, and I would tend to agree.
I would. Oh, I think she's nailed it there.
How are you feeling now? We've the cruise has left Hong Kong and we're done.
Look, I'm sad, but I'm happy. I want to get on and see what next comes our way, and just see what rides we go on next, basically.
Yeah. Are you glad you did it?
Oh, I'm so glad. I would never have done it with anyone else. You were
Can
the
I just
one.
Say, thank you so fucking much for being there.
Oh, yeah.
I would have had just such a different experience.
I know, I would have too. I don't think I could have done it with anyone else. I don't think you could have done it with anyone
no.
else.
No.
I think that we were a great little distraction to both the...
Yeah, the crew and the
yeah,
passengers.
Yeah, and to ourselves.
Oh, my God.
We have never... I don't know about you, but I've never laughed so much in my life.
Just the Lombok, us in Lombok,
oh,
thinking we were
going
to die in the car, is one of my favourite pieces of audio.
Ever. Ever.
What would you say was your favourite moment on the cruise?
My favourite moment? I cannot pinpoint it.
Have a think, because mine is definitely winning World's Sexiest Man.
Oh, and rightly so. Rightly so. Rightly so.
I mean, look, my competition was... pushing.
Tough,
oh, they were pushing 60.
But there was some.
Look, there was Steve was hot, tanned, ripped, gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
And it's just the first time that I've really got everything out. Did shove a sock down my pants.
And we've got footage.
And there was just so much love and support.
Oh,
and I
yeah.
felt I
you
just was great, and I got my medal.
You were loved.
I think Jo's pissed because she got a pin, and I was like, Jo, I got a gold medal.
Exactly.
And
right.
a hat.
Yeah. But someone's come up to her and given her a medal. You know that, don't
oh,
you?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
what?
I don't know who it was.
What
but
colour?
I think it was bronze. I said, where's that come
well,
from?
She didn't earn that.
No, she didn't. But, you know, someone's gifted it to her.
There's nothing that stands out?
Look, it was just all fabulous. I cannot. It's like your favourite child. You don't have one.
Well,
like,
there's a clear favourite in your three.
No, you don't have a favourite. I cannot, honestly, hand on heart and tell you exactly what the best moment was. I think in the car would have to be in Lombok when I've, you know, done the sign of the cross
God.
And I'm not Catholic. You know, I thought we were close to death. That would have to be a highlight.
Just,
scary highlight.
Yeah. Currently live in a car in Lombok. Oh. I don't know if you can hear the wistful air conditioning blasting at us. How are you going?
Oh, look, I'm not coping very well at all. I'm going to have a massage in Bali tomorrow. I've got that many knots in my shoulders, in my neck, in my head. This is outrageous. Have you ever seen anything like this before?
Well, there's line markings and lanes.
Oh, that means nothing, Christian.
No, one's taking
notes. Christian, that means nothing.
My favourite part of this is my emotional, spiritual breakdown, being like, wow, how do I immerse myself in the culture? And then immediately, as soon as we got on the road, I was like, just take us back to the boat, please.
But you looked at me with absolute disdain when I've said to you, I looked at you and I go, oh, my God, I'm not coping. And you just turned your head away and looked out the window. I was in the middle passenger seat.
So just to paint a scene. Paint a scene? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. It's a bit stressful. We're in a 7-seater van. There's 7 of us. At the start, Christine was in the middle seat, in the middle row, and she was having about 9 heart attacks every 6 seconds.
I had tears running down my face. I could not. I didn't know if I was laughing or crying at one stage.
No. Remind. I'll try to remember to tell you the story about Christine feeling charitable.
Don't knock it.
But,
no,
but right after she was feeling charitable, she goes, God, can't breathe. She goes, God, I can't say it in the car. I don't know. We'll have to wait till. Anyway, if this is the last known recording of us, we had a great time.
But come on, talk about the amount of bikes that are just going every which way and. Children on the bike.
No helmets.
Wedged in between the front driver and the person in the passenger seat. Oh, my Lord.
Okay.
Ricardo. Boysies.
We're clinging.
I love you.
We're clinging to each other for dear life. Everyone else in the car is like asleep, and it's all they're all so calm and relaxed.
Sleep in this?
That's what I was
saying. This is gross. I've got pussy to do. I'm not going to be able to.
He uses the horn like he's saying hello, and he's saying hello to everybody.
Hello, cheerio.
Any moments that you weren't
too thrilled with?
Oh, they were, the one, you know.
Just one.
We don't want to focus on the negative.
Oh God.
No. We want to talk about our friendship and
how many times did you cry?
Hand on heart, twice.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah. Five times.
Five times?
Yes.
It's not a competition, Christian. All right, it's John, it's not a competition. But I'm very, very happy that everyone was brought along for the ride. All our followers had a fabulous experience through our...
The podcast rated its tits off.
It rated its tits off. They all want us to continue.
Well, I mean, I'm considering it. I don't know how it would work. I was going to buy you some podcast equipment and we'd just do Zooms once a week or something. But I don't know.
I don't know.
Look, but we've been talking about travelling somewhere again together.
Oh, we have to do that. We have to do that. I really would love to do that. I think that would be hilarious.
I'm thinking we start small, Blue Mountains or somewhere in North Queensland.
Yep. I don't care where we go.
And then
I
Japan.
Know that we will have... Oh, Japan, top of the list.
And then, well, would you like to share with everyone what you found out? Was that this morning?
Oh, with Dolly?
Yeah.
Well, that I'm sorry. That was a
Dolly
moment.
Parton.
Yep. Her photographer, her actual official photographer, and official photographer for the Seams book, like the clothes.
Yes,
like a whole gamut of things.
Dolly Parton's good friend.
Stacey. Was on my live. Love me. Why wouldn't you? I mean, really.
Oh, I've got several reasons.
Anyway, well, I think that we should desperately seeking Dolly.
Yeah, you want to do a podcast... Where you try to find Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
You also want to do a podcast, which I love this idea, about?
About women in the pause, in the throes of the pause.
Yeah.
Perry, all the, you know.
Because I found it fascinating. I genuinely thought you had early onset dementia.
Well, I do too, but no, I'm not. I don't.
It's just the menopause.
It's just the menopause. And you'll be thinking about something, right, and you'll be in mid-sentence, and then it's poof, it's gone.
Yeah.
Which I do quite regularly.
Yeah, you forget key things like words.
And conversations.
You said Joanne was your breast friend the other day. Do you remember what you called the famous Australian singer that Mark Sebastian styled?
I stand for
do you know who,
about that.
Do you know who I'm...
Troye Sivan.
Well, do you know what his actual name is?
Well, that's Troye Sivan. I'm sorry, but that's all I've ever called the man.
Yep. And what was that? There was another thing you mispronounced. Oh...
What?
They live in Africa. They're graceful.
Gazelles.
Yeah, are you all right there?
I've tested for COVID. Well, I haven't got COVID. It's okay. A bloody air conditioning.
Well, it's been so amazing. I'm so glad we finally got to meet the best time.
And can I just confirm, we've never met, have we?
No.
Prior to this.
Oh, we got along instantly.
Instant.
As soon as you put that swimming cap on at the Port of Brisbane, the shower cap, because you were scared that the rain would...
affect my hair colour.
Yeah.
I was like,
she is my people.
Yeah. And you are my people. Mm. No, we are each other's.
So thank you. Give me a hug.
Oh, see.
Give me a hug.
Lovely girl.
And before I leave you, I would just like to say, in the harbour of Hong Kong, Chrissy loves penis.
Stop it.
Christine Hearn loves the penis.
Excuse me.
In crowded Hong Kong. No one cares.
No, they don't, do they? I've nearly lost a shoulder. They care more about the way they walk.
They're a bit
than
pushy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they
God.
Are a bit pushy.
I don't understand.
I do highly recommend Hong Kong, though.
Oh, it's fabulous.
Your haggling today was... superb.
Wasn't it just?
Absolutely superb.
I've got it down pat today. It's only taken me how many weeks to get it down pat after my attempts in Bali. God, that was scary.
Yeah, that was horrifying.
No, look, it's been a top trip. I can't express to you how much I love you.
I
think you are the bee's knees.
Stop it. Just say that louder into the mic.
I just think you are the bee's knees.
Thank you.
And we're so lucky to have you here in Australia as an Australian comedian.
Oh, thank you.
You are fabulous.
Thank you.
So clever, so hardworking.
Thank you.
Now, can I have my 50? You said I was going to get paid.
Oh, no, I was just going to say my taxi's here. I've got to run.
Oh, fuck off.
No, you are also all of those things.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say to Chrissy. You're so funny. I'm not going to lie. The podcast got more comments saying that they love you than they did me.
And yes, I counted them because that's how competitive I am. I even put a poll.
They were just being nice. They were just being nice because I'm
Stop it.
I'm a new shiny
toy. Stop it.
Toy.
You shouldn't have imposter syndrome. You
no, I don't anymore.
So hilarious. Well, that didn't last long.
No, it didn't. No.
You are so funny and useless, which is why I think we connect
absolutely.
So well.
Absolutely useless. And I'm happy within that role.
Yeah.
I'm seriously happy.
All right. And we did this once before. Kiss on the lips. Oh, oh my God. That was... Mm.
Well,
oh,
I was kind of thinking about, you know...
Do you also have a bit of an erection?
No, I did not.
Oh, me either.
Oh,
stop it.
God. You're so crass.
All right. Well, the next podcast you will see in here will be us exploring somewhere.
Oh, I can't wait.
I can't fucking wait either.
I can't wait. It's going to be so epic.
And if you run a business or you would like to sponsor us...
Oh, reach out.
I mean, that's we need a sponsor before we can do it.
Absolutely.
So,
reach out.
Just link in bio.
Link in bio.
Link
in Christian's bio.
Yeah, in Christian's bio.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
thanks,
love
everyone.
Your guts.
Bye.